Thank you for calling. It's Danny speaking.
Hi, yes. I was calling to see, I had received something in the mail a while back for my business.
Mm-hmm.
And was just wondering how your loans work, your terms and options and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, have you been in contact with anyone else?
Well, the thing is, someone had called me, and they were getting ready to send over some information, and I just remember, you know, that you guys had sent me something, that they were sending me something as well, but I haven't, initiated anything else, you know, as far as pulling my credit or anything like that.
Okay. What's the name of the business? I'll look you up right now and see.
It's a Luna Construction.
Okay. Luna Construction. Okay. How have you been today?
Oh, good. How about yourself?
Yeah. I've been good. It's been a good day.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. you said someone had already reached out to you and then they're going to send you some information?
Well, not from this bank. No, not from firm here or bank. No, this was somebody else. But they had called and they were asking some questions, and I just remembered that you guys had sent me something in the mail, so I figured I'd give you guys a call before I, you know.
Right, before you decide. Okay.
Big time decisions, yes.
Okay, let me see exactly who we had. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Joseph Luna.
Joseph Luna, okay.
Yes.
And the address for the business?
The address for the business is 113 Thomas Park Drive. That's Hutto, Texas.
Okay, I'm trying to look here because we had Hutto, Texas. Okay. The P.O. Bar, looks like we had a 1058.
There was one under 1050, P.O. Box 1058.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think I see it right now. Okay. And, what exactly were you, looking to do over there?
Well, I didn't know, you guys had sent this, just hit a line of credit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how that exactly worked, if you guys had already approved me, pre-approved me, or what. You know,
right.
How do you guys help small businesses?
Right, so, we a couple things that we do. We do working capital, and we also do equipment finance as well. What were you, looking more towards, some extra capital? Or are you looking for data on equipment?
Yes, it's mainly for working capital. We've got several projects on the board here that are getting ready to take off, and I'm just kind of... It's just kind of one of the things where I'm needing to hire some people, but I want to make sure I got financial backing before I, 100% completely commit to this. I just want to make sure I got all my ducks in a row.
Right. That's great.
Mainly
that's great.
Working capital.
Making more than capital. Okay, and how much are you looking to bring on or needing?
Well, ideally, we were going over the budget numbers, and what ideally right now we're looking for around $25,000.
Okay. Around $25,000. All right, and that's going to cover hiring people and these projects that you have in the future on.
Yes. Just to get something going here. I would need more, but this would get us. A relationship going.
Mm-hmm.
You know who we are and how we pay back and things like that. So,
right.
Of course, in a few months or whatever, if I'm able to get, more, I pay back like I'm supposed to, and
mm-hmm.
we just kind of build up from there is what I'm looking for,
Right. Okay. And with these projects coming up, what are you expecting? What's your return on investment?
There's actual... There's three projects that are coming up. It's over $725,000 is what, I'm looking at. But just getting the deal going, I've been in business since 2001. I've already got a lot of established, resources that I've got. for materials and things like that. It's just, you know, the working capital with the projects that we got now and continue to push these other ones and get them off the ground. So, but as far as like a return on those three there, it's going to be an easy 172,000 is what, you know, the profit was going to be on those.
Okay. No, it's great. And have you, you know, taken out any working capital loans before?
I have. It's been, it's been over a couple of years ago. The last one that we did. But that one went, you know, well, we paid it back. I haven't even contacted them. I just wanted to see what my options were, you know?
Okay, yeah, exactly. And with them, who'd you guys use last time?
Let's see. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it was... Goodness. I would actually have to pull that up.
But okay.
I think it may have been... Rapid Advance.
Okay. All right, and did you use that capital for the same type of, like, hiring people in projects?
Actually, at that time, we used that for, I know we bought some equipment. We bought a scissor lift and a couple of other things, but it was for some working capital as well.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And was it around the same amount?
It may have been... I think it started out around, I think we did a 10,000 or 15,000, what we first initially started off with, and then they advanced us some more 3 or 4 months into it. We were making the payments, you know, the way we were supposed to, and then I believe they bumped it up another 9 or 10,000.
Right.
So I think the whole thing was around 25,000 or so.
Okay. That's not too bad. And was that including the scissor lift as well?
No, it wasn't including the interest and things like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so with that, like with these projects coming up, what do you guys have lined up? Are you doing, like, what type of projects do you guys have lined up?
Oh, it's a commercial metal stud. We do commercial metal stud framing.
Okay.
And acoustical ceilings. That's what we do. We do that complete exterior build out, and then we work our way onto the interior.
Okay.
Sheetrock and insulation and ceilings and all that stuff.
Okay. So you guys do the framing and the install as well?
Yes.
Okay. And so we'll be using this capital as well for materials, like bulking up on the... The drywall and everything.
Well, getting a better break on it. We've got supply accounts for the materials, but when we buy in bulk, yeah, we definitely get a better break on it, you know.
Okay. And, I mean, do you have a bank that you normally lean on for financing or that you work with right now?
I mean, we got our business bank through a local bank near us. That we've been using for quite some time.
Okay.
I haven't even spoken with them about expansion or nothing like that.
Okay. Who is it used over there?
I saw this. It's a City National Bank.
Okay. See, and do you have a line of credit with them?
You know, honestly, we haven't even... asked him if we could open up a line of credit with him.
Oh, okay. You guys never really considered it or just haven't had a need to?
We just haven't had a need to.
Okay, that's good. So you guys normally operate off your cash flow then pretty easily?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's kind of tough in the construction industry. You guys have, you know, like those 30-day payouts, you know, net 30.
Oh,
or,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty typical?
Yeah, especially commercial.
That's
typical in the business that we're in, which, I mean, sometimes it leads into, you know, 60, rarely on 90, but everybody that we deal with, we've been dealing with, you know, for quite some time now. And, so I do have a good relationship with them, and some of the guys that we deal with, it's a 2-week turnaround, you know.
Oh, wow.
I've been fortunate enough, you know, over the years just to, you know, the negotiations in the beginning, you know, making sure everything's is set in place and making sure I'm not getting in myself into something I don't, you know, going to get hurt on.
Right, so, exactly. Yeah, because
you know, when I hire people, I want to make sure that, hey, we got the funds and bring them on, you know, let's get this thing going.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm at now.
Okay. So you get it, and to get you a better, you know, idea we can do for you, what were sales like last year for you?
Last year, I believe we were around, let's see if she's got that pulled up around here. Last year, it was roughly around 700, 800,000.
Okay, that's good. And you guys predicted to do more, go above that this year?
Oh, yes.
Good. It sounds like you're growing over there. That's great.
It's one of those things, like you said, construction. Sometimes we had a good years and the bad years, but we've been fortunate enough to keep it, you know, a steady flow, so, which is, it's been a blessing.
Right. No, that's good. I know it's really rocky in construction, but that is great, especially being in, you know, in business for 15 years. You know, it's great that you guys have been. How'd you get started?
It was just a family, basically, you know, we learned from the family, and I started when I was really young, and I always wanted more, you know, it just wasn't enough just being out there doing it. So I was like, hey, look, I mean, if I'm going to get more, I got to go and, you know, study this stuff a little closer and meet new people and will and deal, you know, it was just kind of self-taught, but I've come a long ways from, you know, 2001 when I broke off, because I had originally did my own, I was working for somebody for 8 years, and, you know, decided, hey, you know, I really enjoy this. I had many people calling me about, you know, building this or building that, and I kind of just took off from there.
Right.
I made a decision like, hey, you know.
That's great. And
that's how I got started.
Well, good for you. Yeah, and it definitely shows, too, when you, like, you know, you do it yourself and you go after it, and you self-teach, you can definitely see it in the work as well. So I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
You have a lot of repeat customers over there?
Yes, we've actually, for 10 years, I know we've got two contractors that we've been dealing with you know, they just call us to do the job. Half the time, there's not even a turn in a bill. Which is good, you know. I mean, we got that kind of relationship.
Right.
Yes, we do have some of the contractors that are over 10-plus years that we have a relationship with.
Okay, great. And you're the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Are a corporation. My wife is on there as well.
Okay.
You know, so she's part owner.
Okay, is it like, what's the percentage breakdown? Are you like, is it 50-50 or?
She's on the, you know, because we're incorporated, she's on.
Okay. Right, I got you. Okay. And so you know, based off your sales for working capital programs, you know, it sounds like it'd be a good fit. And based off your sales, we're generally able to free up, you know, 10 to 15% of that. Of that 800, you know, K you have. So you'd be looking at, you know, we can get you around, you know, 80, to around 120K, you know, depending on what you're qualified for. It could be a little more, it could be a little less. Is there a need for more capital, or are you just trying to shoot for 25?
Yeah, I mean, I just, like I said, I don't want to bite off more than I can chew. I want to see what
exactly
the terms are.
Okay.
What our options are, basically, to, you know, to get it back to you in a short amount of time is the way I look at it. Because I know interest does play a big factor in there. But just to build a relationship with you guys is what I'm really wanting to do. That's the reason why I say 25, because it's kind of in the middle of what I'm eating.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some other resources, like I said, with the materials and all, which is going to cover that end. It's just some of the working capital, bringing the new people on. I feel comfortable with around 25.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, whatever, you know, you're comfortable with. And, we're all about, you know, building that relationship as well. And, you know, the good thing with us, our terms generally range, from 3 months in the shortest to 3 years being the longest for working capital programs. And most first-time customers are right in that 24-month mark and right around there. And once, you know, you get halfway through the loan, so say with these jobs, you know, you only needed it for a couple months, are you going to turn it over really quick? Once you're halfway through, we can actually, you know, refinance that loan and get you more money and get you better terms and rates and everything. And there's discounts, you know, to pay off early, so there's no penalties for that. So we're very flexible and are all about building that relationship, you know, with companies such as yourself. And when are you looking, you know, to bring this, you know, the capital on?
I mean, as soon as possible. Like I said, I'm willing and dealing with these guys, and I'm just I'm eager to get something going. Sometimes it's one of them things is, you know, if we wait too long, we miss opportunity. And
exactly.
That's why I always look at all my deals, you know.
Right, so, and that's the truth, you know, the nature of business. And how would you rate your credit over there? You know, your good, bad, you know, somewhere in the middle?
I would say I'm in the middle.
Okay. All right. That's not, you know, a problem. We work with creditors A to D, so definitely, you know, be able to find you a program available. I know it's a little tough not having that borrowing power, but we, like I said, we work with all creditors. I definitely, you know, like to see exactly what we can do for you. And it's a real simple process with us. It's a one-page app. It's just, yeah, one-page application is really simple. It'd be 6 months business bank statements, because they just look at the cash flow of the company. So that way they don't give you anything that would be a burden, of course. And did you get an extension on your 2015 tax return?
You know, I'm not for sure about that. I don't know if she extended that or not. She may have. I don't know. She takes care of all that, you know, as far as the taxes and things like that. So.
Okay. If she.
That's something that you.
Yeah, if you guys had an extension. Yeah, if you had an extension on 2015, we could use 2014. Works fine. So either or. If you have 15, that's great. If not, 14 will work as well. That's
fine.
You're
going to need to... Okay, I'm just making note of that.
Yeah, and what's a good email over there for you?
LunaDrywall@AOL.com.
Okay, so LunaDrywall@AOL.com?
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and put an email together for you over there. And I'll send over the application as well as my, you know, contact information and the documents we would need. And then when do you think you'd be able to get everything back to me so I can get this going for you as soon as possible?
The latest would be tomorrow morning. I'll see what I can get this evening, but tomorrow morning, more than likely, I'll get everything gathered that you're requesting.
Okay. And with your customers, do they pay with credit cards, or is it?
It's all check check based.
Okay, it's all check
based. They have one, yes.
Okay, and then disregard.
Rarely do we get. Okay.
I wasn't sure if, you know, sometimes you guys had that as well. Because if you did have a high volume of credit card, we'd need the credit card merchant statements. But, yeah, just disregard that. But I will put in the email what we'll need along with the application. And then, yeah, I'll follow up with you tomorrow. And I'll keep an eye out for it so I can get going on this, you know, as soon as possible. And, yeah, if you can get a meeting by tomorrow, I can get you an answer, yeah, by Friday. What you'd be looking at with us, because we're really quick. And when do these projects do you start? Are you starting?
We're actually starting these on the 1st, but I have got to start preparing, you know, to get everything in line for this next coming up month.
Right.
I know they've already got the foundation poured, and they're fixing to start going up with the steel. So we'll be in anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks, I would say, when we're in there.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we'll, I'd like to start getting this going for you as soon as possible. I'll send that over to you.
Your name again?
My name's Danny.
Danny.
And, yeah, John, right?
It was Joe.
No, excuse me, Joe. Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. So, Joe, I'll send that over to you, and then in about 15 minutes, and then, yeah, I look forward to, you know, getting with you tomorrow, and we'll get this going for you as soon as possible.
Sounds good. Joe. Thank you very much, Danny, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good, Joe. All right. Bye-bye.